This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
I'm supposed to write about the spring equinox. I want to try to relate a small sample from each of the time zones, and thus include all of the hours of the day, and all of the 24 musical keys as well.
And that's how the story begins. It's a fantasy and the basis of a new recording titled Equinox. It's the brainchild of Norwegian violinist Henning Kraggerud.
It started off with a wish that I wanted to compose 24 pieces in all the different keys. This is how it started. But then I thought I wanted to build on that. So I ordered a book from Amazon about the meanings of the keys. It's author Rita Steblin who have collected everything from the 1600s to the 1800s, which composers and philosophers have thought about the different keys properties. So I went with this book up to one author I knew vaguely from touring with him, Jostein Gaarder. Some listeners might know him because he wrote Sophie's World about 20 years ago. So he wrote 24 small texts about the travel around the 24 time zones of the world in 24 hours. And then I composed 24 pieces to each of his texts. And actually to end again in C major, there are actually 25.
Henning Kraggerud is known for his versatility as a violinist, violist, and as a composer who performs many of his own works in concert. This past summer, he played a piece from this new recording at the BBC Proms.
And as encore, I played the postlude number 10. In the old days, that was one of the worst keys, B-flat minor. This key suitable for preparation to suicide. But when I compose this, it's like I try to avoid the key of B-flat minor. It starts in B-flat minor. I try to modulate away from it, but it's not possible. I get drawn back into B minor, and it indeed ends again in B-flat minor, I mean.
During his research, Henning Kraggerud discovered that more than 400 years ago, the idea that each musical key had certain properties was almost like astrology.
Even a composer like Beethoven was very much into this way of thinking. He would say it's a crime for a singer to sing an aria by Mozart in a different key because her voice cannot do it in the right key, because that transforms the meaning.
Henning says author Jostein Gaarder took this concept even a step further.
Then he actually wrote a story about a man who comes to London to have a diagnosis for a serious disease. And before he can get that, he has a day to spend. So he goes to Greenwich, to the Museum of Time and things there. And there he has a magical experience of traveling around the world. And that's the setting for the whole piece.
There are four concertos, each one representing a different time of day. The sparkling postlude number 9, which appears in the evening concerto in E-flat, sounds very cinematic.
The text here is very amusing because at that time we are traveling eastwards from Greenwich, and actually the main character meets God, who is writing on an autobiography because he's not happy with the unauthorized biography which was written some time ago, so he's trying to sort of settle the matters.
You'll experience many moods as you drift through these 24 postludes in all keys for violin and chamber orchestra by Henning Kraggerud, who explores the cycle of life through the circle of fifths. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.